It's the Mike O'Mara Show. From the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Monday, April 14th, 2008, a day that will live in,
mediocrity.
Mediocrity, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
one and all.
Hi.
Welcome to the debut, the very first one, of the Mike O'Mara Show, live from Fairfax, Virginia.
Nice.
WJFK's studios here in beautiful Fairfax. We are back. It is I, Mike O'Mara. Well, he used to say that, Gordon.
He did.
It is I. Along with my good friends, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hello.
And Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Where's Don?
He's not here, Rob.
All right.
Yes, and please do not be bringing him up again. No, I'm kidding, of course. It's been an interesting couple of weeks.
Surreal, really.
As a matter of fact, one might say it's been an interesting couple of months. Perhaps even an interesting year.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been a long time in coming, and we are all delighted to be back here in Fairfax, Virginia. Buzz more than anybody else, because I believe Buzz lives, 6 minutes away?
A stone's throw away, so that when I want to throw a stone, I can.
It's good to see you. Buzz is now, we have so many different things, and I'd like to thank, I have so many things to talk about, it's not even funny. I'd especially like to thank the WJFK engineers who went down to the nanosecond, plugging, soldering, getting things ready to go. Because even though this is a working air studio, and this is the same studio that here in Washington, D.C., the show that's on in the morning uses, the sports junkies.
The junkies.
They have to make adjustments. Mm-hmm. The junkies, not the sports junkies.
I do that, too.
Well, the last time I was here, they were they the junkies when we left?
When we left, I think they were on weekends.
Or another station.
But we're here now in control, gentlemen. And when we were here last, we were over across the hallway in another studio. This is a brand new air studio for all of us. I can tell you right away that I love the sound of it.
Yeah, I do too.
I can actually go back here and you can hear what just fell on.
You just knocked a sign over, Mike.
All right, there's signs here. Before we get rolling here, let me formally introduce our new team as we go into the new era of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi, thank you for having me.
On the control board over at the far end of the studio, far enough away where I really couldn't hit him with anything even if I threw it.
Stone's throw.
Is Mr. Rob Spiewak.
How have you been?
Rob Spiewak, who just blew me a kiss.
And I hope that bodes well for many, many broadcasts.
Now, a lot of speculation as to what the show will be, how similar will it be to the old show, what will be new,
what will be old.
I'm going to explain every little bit of that. I'm going to go into great detail today just to set the table as to what this show is going to be about. There are going to be some very significant changes to the show, but there are going to be a lot of things that we're going to bring over from the old show and we're going to keep the same, not the least of which is our fabulous bank of callers.
Oh, we love them.
And I see they're already chomping at the bit. Now, why is someone calling to congratulate me when I haven't even done a show yet?
You made it through the weekend.
All right, well, we're going to try. Let me try the phones on this guy, okay,
liar.
Rob? I'm going to try this right now.
Go.
This is a whole new system. I'm actually using a mouse to take these phone calls on a computer screen.
Jesus, it's a compliment.
Let's go to Kirk. Kirk, you're the very first caller on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Congratulations. I just want to say, I've listened to you guys since I'm 15 years old. I'm 31 now.
Wow. And 16 years.
Hey. Rob did the math.
Good job, Rob. You are a sharp individual.
He is.
I've listened to you guys for a long time. I totally love you guys. You got me through some hard times. When my dad died, I mean, the last car ride I took with him, you guys had some fart sound effects on, and he was chuckling. And that was the last time I ever took a ride with my dad.
Hey, look what 9/11. We still have them.
You know, right away, Kirk, even though I didn't want to take a phone call at the first part of the show, you brought up something that, we couldn't ignore this. We had to bring this. We had to bring that from the old show.
Hello, old friends.
If you enjoy our old friends, the farts, they're going to be with you, so you can count on that.
Okay.
All right.
And then, great. And also, 9/11, I remember you guys were on air uninterrupted for 4 hours, and you guys really got me through that time, too. That was a very harsh time. Like, the whole nation was very...
It helped us. Glad it helped you.
Thank you very much, Kirk. We appreciate it.
You guys are awesome. Hey, good luck, Mike. Really
thank you so much. That's very, very nice, very heartfelt. I appreciate that. But before I do anything, before I talk to anybody, before I explain the new show, we have a receptionist here, Colette, who is still here. She was here the last time.
And you've always had a little thing for Colette, or perhaps a big thing for Colette.
Many of you might remember on the old show I used to occasionally visit with Colette.
Are you ready for this call?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Give her a call. Let's ring her up.
Calling Colette.
Oh, she's busy.
Well, of course. Everyone's calling the show.
She's the receptionist.
Now, the way this works is we get Colette on the line, and then I'm going to leave the microphone for just a moment because I have to pay a visit to...
I understand.
Wonderful, lovely, lovely Colette.
Of course you do.
But I will tell you, as a chronic bitcher, and don't get me wrong, I got a lot of things to bitch about, I really do enjoy the new studio.
Yeah.
What I don't enjoy is the local Subway restaurant, which is still, Rob, serving the stale bread.
Still?
Now, are you dialing the zero or the regular business
line? I'm calling the business line. We don't have a zero line in this studio. We don't have the business-type phone here.
We have 00.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I am really better than I thought I would be. It's been a couple of weeks of tremendous turmoil and a lot of upheaval and a lot of changing. But, after all is said and done, I think everybody I was discussing this with a friend of mine today. I think everybody in every segment of this process that we've all gone through, from the old show to the new show, everybody's kind of happy with what's going on. I think everybody's found their place and everybody feels good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know one thing that hasn't changed?
What's
Joe is still a dumbass. He answered the phone Don and Mike show.
I said I was going to. All right, well, thank you for giving me that heads up,
Jeff.
I appreciate that. I've told everybody on the show that it's going to be an era of cooperation, of happiness.
That's right.
We're going to make everybody happy.
Get along.
Joe, could you come to the air studio just for a second?
Of course.
This is exciting.
Because I've spoken with Buzz and Rob continuously for the last couple of weeks, daily.
Yeah.
Finding out, what we're going to do, telling everybody what's going on. Joe, can you please come to the air studio?
This is Joe's debut.
He might not know we're doing a new show.
Here he comes. What are you doing?
Hey, there's no birthday party for me here.
Yeah, Spicoli's here.
Are you really answering the phones, Don and Mike show?
Yeah, I have a couple of times.
Okay, please don't.
Mike O'Mara show.
Okay, we really have to establish the new order. That's very essential.
I know.
Mike
it's just
O'Mara
one of those things.
Show.
I know. It's one of those things. It's nice to see.
I just switched to Sanka.
All right, Mr. Hand.
Switch back.
Joe Ardinger, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we brought him to Fairfax with us with his retarded haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still doing Joe Radio on the weekend?
Yeah, he did it this weekend. That haircut he did himself with dog clippers.
Try Colette again, because I really wanted. This is almost like when you're launching a ship.
Yes.
And you want to christen it.
It's the champagne bottle.
Exactly how you do it.
Good luck.
I want to talk to that lady.
She doesn't want to miss this call.
No, she doesn't.
It's very, very important. I'm very excited.
These microphones do sound.
Now, what's going on? Is this like the? Is this she? Is she talking on the line?
Well, here, let's talk about another familiar face.
No, I'm not talking about her yet. I'm not. No, we're going to get Colette. Just keep trying.
Okay.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. How are you?
Hey, long time, first time.
Dave, there's certain rules that we still have to adhere to. Thank you for the call.
Just got here.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go. Do we have the wireless microphones working at all?
That's the only way.
I asked for one thing, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am talking about the fact that I'm going to be wonderful.
And you are.
I'm going to be low-key. I'm going to be nice to everybody. I asked for one thing.
That's right.
I said, get Colette on the phone for the opening break.
Well, I mean, certain things just can't be done, but we do have those microphones.
We have the wireless mic right here.
Can I use it?
Yes, you may.
All right.
I'll bet that works.
Yes, I've seen it work.
All right, hold on.
This is actually a tradition that we've done for a while.
Yeah.
Colette would be disappointed if Mike didn't come pay her a visit and then expose himself.
Hello?
By removing his shirt.
One, two, one, two.
There it is.
Check 1, 2.
Yes.
All right. And
And these are the headphones I
use? Yes, those are your headphones.
The wireless headphones.
This is not the traditional way to do it.
This is a new era.
I can hear myself now. Can
a
you
new
hear
era
me?
Of higher
yes.
fidelity.
You sound like you're far away.
I'm right here.
All right. I'm going to go down the hallway. Buzz, just continue to keep right. talking there.
So, Mike, this is our first day of the Mike O'Mara Show. And there's
should we lock the door?
Hey, shut up. I heard that.
Now's our chance.
He's headphones on.
This is our first day, and Mike wants to uphold a tradition and get us off to a good start.
Hey,
maybe
Buzz.
Good luck. Yes.
I have to get ready for Colette.
Do you want me to try and call
CK,
her one more time?
CK, please don't look at this. You're not going to want to see this. I have to There's take my headphones off in order to do this successfully.
Mike's going
to
remove his headphones so he can remove his shirt. It's part
don't
of the
give it away.
Wardrobe preparation.
Or malfunction. Yeah,
like she's never seen this before. But the shock of seeing it again will surprise and delight her, as you're about to hear. Mike O'Mara now in wardrobe preparing.
Okay. All right, okay.
Are we ready?
To Chris
yeah.
and Colette.
I'm making my way down the outside hallway here.
That
at
sounds
WDFK.
So wrong.
Sounds good to me.
Buzz,
yes.
I'd like to point out to our listening audience that I am naked from the waist up.
And
let's see.
Your audience thanks you.
Let's see what happens.
Rounding the corner.
Hey, Colette. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah, stay right where you are right there.
Hi, Colette. now it's breaking up.
This is a crazy question. Will it help if we open the door?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yes, we have you.
All right. We're going to call you later, Colette.
Well, I'll be eager to hear from Mike how he thinks.
It works better with the phone.
Yeah,
it probably. Does.
Now I'm walking the hallways with my shirt on.
Well, it is the first day.
Everyone was worried this would
happen. Here
he
comes.
You are.
All right.
Now.
I have to be honest. That's an amazing disappointment.
Not for her, though.
No, it's the technical end of things, right? The microphone dropped off right when I got to her beautiful face.
It sputtered a little.
Hi, guys. I'm half naked.
Yes, you are.
Let me put my shirt back on.
I like to prefer to think of you as half clothed. I guess it's the optimist in me.
Hey, I tell you, those microphones work great.
Send flowers to the staff. Are we putting your headphones on? Do you want to put your shirt on before you put those on?
I'm looking to get back to the microphone right now.
What's so horrifying?
She loved me naked.
So horrifying is right now where the way you're seated, I just see you naked from the waist up and nothing else.
That's the new rule. We're actually going to do the show like this each and every day.
And it really gives the impression of total nudity.
You see, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, when we were at the old place, we used to do that quite often to lovely Colette. We would go down the hallway. We would say hello. We would take our clothes off bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would take my shirt off. I started by just flashing my stomach.
And now it's gone totally all the way.
Completely topless.
Buzz flashed his stomach today on the Junkies show.
Why?
I did. Because they didn't believe I didn't have a belly button, which I don't.
Well, this is true. That's an old story.
Well, they hadn't seen it for themselves, and they wanted
to. And they thought, what, it was like urban folklore?
Yes, they did.
He's got a very sexy cleft.
An urban legend. Yeah, it's like a dimple now on the scar, on the surgical star.
We were having a serious discussion that in this room, you're dealing with three individuals that have terrible digestive systems.
Oh, well, let's not start that again.
But it's the truth.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You're talking about the fact that you have diverticulitis, which is basically your innards having holes in them.
Right.
I had that when I was 25 years old, million years ago. I had that. And Rob has
ulcerative colitis.
Fire in the hole.
Which results in blood and phlegm in places where you shouldn't have blood and phlegm. What is it that you had in 92, Mike, that required hospitalization?
Rickets, Rob. That was polio.
We've all had all the diseases.
I had polio.
And we're all immune to them.
And when I regained the sight in my right eye. You know, we are going to get an update on you. What is how have you been? I haven't talked to you or really seen you on a regular basis in a while. How is your hole?
It's okay.
Are you still dealing with that?
It's ongoing.
Is that incurable?
It can be cured with surgery.
Oh, down there?
But it would require a shorter, you know, there's a road that connects the stomach to the exit.
Right.
And it would require shortening the road.
Ugh, that's
and I think
nasty.
It's best to leave the road the way it
As
is.
As it is, it's a long and winding road.
It is a very long and winding road.
Okay, well, I want to, you know, I didn't do that justice. I might do that every day this week, go down and
that's
see
fine.
Colette. A lot of people.
We heard cackling.
A lot of people have been speculating about me going forward with this show. And a lot of people over the weekend asked me how I felt about going forward. Anyone that was listening to the show on Friday knows when you're talking over two decades, you're talking 20-plus years of working with one person, it's an amazing relationship and an amazing career and an amazing bond that you form the success of the Don and Mike show, which I was happy to be a part of for all those years, is something I'm never going to forget. And the way I felt about this show, I have to be honest with even you guys here in the room, I didn't know really until I woke up Saturday morning how I was going to feel about going forward. Because even though you planned for this, and this has been in the works, it's no secret, for quite some time, they made the announcement, you know, way back when, that this was going to happen. You don't know in your own mind how you're going to move on when you've done something for as long as I've done it. Now, I was in here as you were, Rob, and you, Buzz, that we've done plenty of times when Don wasn't here, we would do the Don and Mike show. But going forward, when you're doing your own thing, it's a totally new dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you that the way I feel and the way I felt when I woke up Saturday morning, it's the equivalent, in my opinion, of somebody, a kid that is driving the family car.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his driver's license and he gets to drive the family car, and he gets to drive the family car whenever he wants to. And he likes driving the family car, but one day, you know, he gets enough money, he saves up, or somebody gives him a junker, and somebody says, you know, here's your car, and you get to drive your very own automobile. And that is exactly how I felt when I woke up on Saturday morning. I said, this is now an opportunity, and I never even really gave it a tremendous amount of thought, because I enjoyed everything about doing the Don and Mike show.
Sure.
I loved every minute of it.
Right.
I loved the idea of coming in every day and being funny and having fun and working with Don. But the way I felt on Saturday, you know, suddenly it's a new direction, and it's a new opportunity to move forward and to drive the car and to, you know, put the things on the car that I want to put on. And Don, you know, gave me a heads up to that's the way I was going to feel.
Sure.
But I didn't know until Saturday, and I just kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden I started getting a little giddy.
Sure.
And I said, this is really going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, to be honest, when you're at my stage in a career, you're hoping you can have that opportunity.
Right,
sure.
And I'm jacked. I am really looking forward to
good.
It. And incidentally,
so
my car was a Ford Fiesta, a used Ford Fiesta, which I don't even know the year that I bought the thing, but I did buy the Ford Fiesta a long time ago. And it was great in the snow. It was a crappy little car, but it was great in the snow.
You never drove it into a ditch, though.
I drove my dad's car into a ditch,
okay,
though, many, many times.
Not this one, though.
No. Did some drinking in it, probably, back in the day. Sorry, Rob.
Well, back then, drinking and driving was legal.
That's right. And encouraged.
It was completely legal. What do you have in your hot little hand over
there? Oh, nothing.
There?
Just my newspaper.
Are those? Can you please put the
they're diet tips.
She's going to be here soon enough.
I thought she'd inspire you.
Buzz brought a picture of Beth Ann McBride into the studio.
Also shirtless.
I thought we should have.
Don't put it there. No. The eyes follow you. It's like the Mona Lisa.
That's right.
A lot of people have been asking about the new show. What's going to be different? What's going to be the same?
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it, if you've had your head in the sand, you should be aware of the fact that the lovely and talented Beth Ann McBride will be joining our cast and crew. She comes to town next Monday. We'll be getting an update from Beth Ann tomorrow. We'll be calling her on the show to find out how she's doing.
I spoke to her yesterday.
Really?
She's well.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
She was at the last day of her job.
Don't tip the hand on the one thing we all want to know about.
Yeah.
But you know what she said that one day she called us on the
air. Oh, I do.
She had something
actually,
done.
There's two things we want to know about.
I have to think that when she gets here, do you think, I don't know.
They are monumental.
Doesn't
changes.
CBS have a policy about that type? I don't want to get fired before I start. Isn't there something about harassment?
Not when it's in the name of entertainment.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to see them then.
Yeah, me too.
That's all there is to it. So I will explain the details of what we're going to be doing.
Password is spectacular.
Let me take a couple of phone calls before we give you the nuts and bolts of the new show. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you? Hey. How did Joe answer the phone?
He answered the Michael Mara Show.
Okay, just checking.
That's good.
You know,
good. All right. Good boy, Joe.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Sean.
Sean, how are you?
Oh, I am doing fantastic. And you?
I'm just peachy. I'm actually, I'm pretty jacked to be in here, Sean. I like these new studios.
Yeah, I like them too. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. I know we're starting a new show and trying to leave the old one behind, but can we take Rob's microphone away from him and just go back to being forced to hear him?
We're not going to tolerate that.
No four hate. Calls it took.
No hating.
The hating has begun. The hating has begun.
I knew that guy was smart when he said he liked our new studios, too.
Yes, of course he was. Well, let me get right to it. I'm going to tell you all about what we're going to be doing in the future on the brand new show. And this is what we're going to be doing, and I think you're going to like this. The very first and most significant change we're going to do on the new show is a bit more Burbank. A lot of people have said for a long time they love Buzz's news. They love to hear it at the end of the show. And one of the things we decided going forward when Buzz and I had a few meetings about this is that we were going to implement a little bit more of the Buzz into the Mike O'Mara show.
I'm excited.
Now, what that entails is we will have Buzz's News Hour, which everybody that's listened to the Don and Mike show over the years has grown accustomed to in the 6 o'clock hour.
Still there.
We're going to keep it right where it is. Mm-hmm. That isn't going to change a little bit. We're going to have wonderful long segments of Buzz at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. The change will be the Buzz. The Buzz you will hear in both the 3 o'clock and the 4 o'clock hour.
Wow.
The 5 o'clock hour, we have to be honest with you. By that time, things get screwed up and we don't know what we're doing anyway.
F and G, fun and games in 5 o'clock.
So Buzz, you will hear Buzz in the early hours of the show. It's going to be the first Buzz, the second Buzz, and the final Buzz. And by the end of the show, we will be suitably buzzed. And I knew that would make you happy. So you can look for that. We'll be keeping his full hour of news and comment in the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to go out into the world again.
Yay.
We are going to be getting out and about. We just got here to Fairfax. You're going to have to give us a little bit of time to get situated. But we're going to mingle. Because part of the fun of doing what we do is not to stay here in the studio, but it's a chance to get out there and meet and greet.
May I offer counterpoint?
Rob, I'm sorry. We're going to be dragging you. Now, Rob would like to go home and watch television every
night. I enjoy
night,
the company of you two very much, and I think here is good.
That's why they invented the TiVo, Rob.
All right.
Come on. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to have several major events during the course of a year. We're going to have one or maybe even two major charity benefits during the course
cool.
of a year. We are in the process right now of working out an arrangement with a particular organization that I'm very excited about. Nothing's been confirmed on that yet, so I can't talk about it. But I'm going to do some fun stuff with the other shows here at WJFK here in Washington, D.C. And we're going to go out and, you know, have a few cocktails and see how you're doing.
Press some flesh.
Now press some flesh. Rob, it will always involve alcohol.
Now he's coming.
How could we possibly do that?
I'm not excited.
I will not be sending you out to a hardware store.
Thank you. Thank you.
I promise.
No bank appearances?
That's for Jeff.
The show will be significantly more interactive. Now, when I say interactive, we have always relied on your phone calls on the Don and Mike show. Nothing's going to change on the Mike O'Mara show. We are going to be having lots of your phone calls. I know you love that last caller, Rob, but, you know, we reap what we sow.
I understand.
That is the way it's going to be. When I say interactive, it means a little bit more of everyone on the show. Dare I say it, even a little more occasionally of Joe Artinger. But it's going to be a little more Rob. It's going to be a little more Buzz. And when she comes up here from the Carolinas, coming from her open house, where she's trying to sell new houses. I don't know what she did for a living before this, but she was radio, and then Beth Ann was doing something else.
She's doing real estate down there, yeah.
She was doing real estate. And
so you're saying we're going to see more of Beth Ann?
We're going to see a lot more of Beth Ann.
How much more?
More than you'd ever dream of.
Like
more,
a cup size?
You're going to love it. Well, that's what she said.
More real estate.
Now, was the augmentation an enlargement or just a modification?
I think an enlargement.
Yeah, really.
It was.
Why would you mess with them?
Who'd want to? They're beautiful.
So that you'll mess with them.
We will have guest panelists on the show. We will have people from media all around Washington, D.C. and these United States that will be dropping by and paneling with us and just dropping in and hanging out for a whole show, half a show, as long as they want to stay. You will be hearing a lot more guests on the show as well. We're looking forward to having a lot of new relationships with individuals and people that will drop by and people that we'll have on the phone. And Rob, as we speak this week, is working on a wonderful slate of guests for the brand new Mike O'Mara show.
Cool. I dare say from all walks of life, Mike.
Yes, Buzz, do you have a question?
Some of them may be returning or recurring guests, in fact.
You know, it depends on how they do.
You're going to make some friends. Maybe.
Basically, they don't prop us up and their asses out the door.
That's right.
That's
just the way that works. Now, what will stay the same? What's going to stay the same is, you know, the funny thing is, as I was leaving on Friday, Dennis Murphy came up to the car.
That is funny.
I've seen him.
And he stumped me. And he said, can I come on your show? I said, and everybody's asked that. And yeah, our regular people that we've had relationships with for, in some cases, almost 20 years
right.
On the old show We're going to have him come by. So the regular cast of characters, Robert the Angry Mailman, Tom Gavin, Homo Joe, Dennis Murphy, all our wonderful people, they're going to stay on the Mike O'Mara Show as well. You will be hearing them. We will be bringing you new and exciting games almost on a weekly basis. In the coming months, you might get a few classics along the way, like one of my favorites, the Bark Off for Cash.
Love it.
We might even occasionally throw a strip trivia in here.
Oh, and, that'd be all right.
I don't know if this falls into the category of games, but as far as I'm concerned, I'd say every birthday on the show will be celebrated with imbibing.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think it's necessary.
That's a game.
You know, it is a game.
It doesn't have to be green, though, does it?
No, it does not. I don't think the absinthe show is necessarily appropriate.
Good.
But I think we'll figure out ways. And, Rob, I'd like you to put your brain to work on this one. You know, come up with creative and friendly, fun ways that we can enjoy celebrating with a cocktail or two on the show.
I'm on it.
Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be drunk all the time, as we are today. But it does mean we are going to, you know, have an occasional imbibing show.
Sure.
Because, well, the fact is, you've clamored for it, you and the listening audience.
That's right. You asked for it.
That's the way it works. Now, I got my little notes here. What else are we going to keep you the same? You know, we might try a strip trivia, but we will have new games prominently featured. We're going to be doing one of those today. I'll tip my hand on that. It's called Employee of the Month.
Oh.
Are we eligible?
No.
Okay.
Never are.
Nor is the man that just came into the studio with a short haircut.
He looks good.
A little while ago. But we're going to have a lot of fun with that, with a lot of the games. And games like Argument Wednesday. Argument Wednesday. I've always determined Wednesday to be the nastiest day of the week when people are in the pissiest moods. Mm-hmm. Argument Wednesday will be featured on the show. We will still be discussing, and this is the most important part of the new show as well as the old, our pathetic personal lives, only this time everyone comes to the party. So I direct you, Buzz, mm-hmm. and you, Rob, to continue being as pathetic as you have always been.
Let's do it.
And finally, a few things might stay the same. The haters, you know, you're going to stay around. We love you haters.
Yeah, bring them on.
And the lovers, we want you to love too. So we're going to welcome you into the fold as well.
Can I hate the haters and love the lovers?
Yes, you can, Buzz. You always have. We will be in the next few days announcing an affiliation with, I believe it's a veterans charity. So you can look for that.
Okay.
And you might get the occasional serious discussion about something significant, which means politics. You haven't heard that a lot on the Don and Mike show. You might be hearing that on this show. And let me tell you how we're going to talk about it. I consider politics spectator sport.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't look at it as analysis of policy or any of the stuff that puts me to sleep. The type of stuff you might hear on the Sunday morning news shows, you're not going to hear it here.
Okay.
But as far as watching a political football game, which we have probably one of the greatest in the history
right
of the country, we'll occasionally be discussing that, and we'll be talking about certain issues that come up. We're not afraid to go there, and I think you're going to enjoy that.
I wonder
and,
what side Buzz will take.
Yeah, you think he will? But you know what, Rob? I think I'm going to look to you to take your little side once in a while, too, and feel free to speak up.
The side of the stupid?
And I know that Beth Ann is a Nazi Quaker, so I think she's going to be able to speak up, too.
There
you're going to have four people that are going to be in here on a regular basis that come from fairly different points of view. And I think as we go on with the show, you're going to hear different attitudes and different points of view from everybody. One of the things you're not going to hear on this program is an agenda.
Right.
We are not going to have a political agenda on this show. We're going to talk about it like you would talk about the hockey game that I saw over the weekend. We're not going to talk about it as though you would, you know, say, this is my point of view. This is right. This is the only way I want you to do it.
No,
and we welcome all callers to have that discussion as well. That's kind of a difference from where we have been, but it is something that that I do expect to enjoy on the show.
You're going to put the fun back in politics.
Now, you know what? Everybody should know in the listening audience that neither Rob nor Buzz really knew until that very minute exactly what I had planned for the new show, because I didn't go into great detail with you, Buzz, about this. I really didn't talk to you about it a lot.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm out of here.
He's leaving.
I've
right
heard quite
now.
Enough. Thank you.
He's rolling.
I give it a strong C+.
Thank you, Rob.
I think we've really got something to work with.
I'm very, very excited about that, Rob.
I'm staying, Mike. I'm staying.
Sounds
so that's
good.
It. And you know, one of the things it's going to be an evolution. Mm-hmm. It's going to evolve into what it is eventually. But what cracks me up is when you're reading the speculation about what's going to happen. You know, ooh, it's the new show. people forget that everybody in this room for 20 years, we've been in here and done our own show a number of times. Now, it's our under the Don and Mike Banneker.
That was
but
a
the fact
show.
Is, we got the same guys that are coming in here.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to a long association of at least 2 to 3 weeks
same,
with both of you guys.
Same guys, new show. That's all it is.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to that. All right? So any questions from you, Rob? Do you think you have a handle on what's going on?
I don't get it, but
I didn't think you would, Buzz.
Let's keep trying.
When's our first vacation?
Our first vacation. It's
I'm
funny.
I'm going to need some time off.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk about that. Our schedules have changed about 50 times.
Quit looking at me.
In the last. Hey, how is that going with you? Incidentally, your planned time.
My planned time?
Yeah, is that going okay?
I'm sure everything will be fine.
Has anybody talked to you about that?
Nobody talks to me about anything.
Nobody communicates here. I just burped.
I just got a call from management. They want me to run board for the Stern Show tomorrow. They don't know what's going
Congratulations,
on.
Congratulations,
Rob. Thank you very much.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Almost did it. Mike O'Mara Show.
You got yourself. That's
haven't
good,
made
Rob.
That mistake yet. You're on the air, caller. Hello.
Hi, Mike, Buzz, and Rob. How
Hi.
Are you doing?
How are you?
Hey. Congratulations on the show, Mike. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while now.
Yeah, can I correct you right there and say it's all – I appreciate you saying I would rather have good luck.
Okay.
Congratulations, but maybe at the end of 2 years.
We haven't done it.
You know what?
2 years, if we're here, then, you know, you throw a congratulations in for being here 2 years.
Will do.
31 right. minutes Definitely. At the mark.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to say you're my favorite mimic, Mike, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Oh, I didn't mention that. I'll still be doing stupid voices, too.
I'm glad.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was clapping, too.
Very good.
But I didn't get a chance to talk to you on Friday. And I wanted to tell you that my favorite bit of yours, and I think you've only done it once, was the Empire Carpet guy.
Yes, that's the one I got in trouble for, though.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't want to get in trouble for that, but you know, it's everybody hears that ad. I mean, they buy millions of dollars worth of advertising. And
great company.
That's why I got in trouble for it.
That
too.
Could be it.
I still got to check and see if I can do that again.
It's a good voice. Maybe we could use him another way.
Yeah, are you shaking your head? No, you were part of that, right?
Yeah.
They got really mad?
Really mad.
Like if I was to do it right now, it would be a really bad start.
I think it would be a great thing to mention what a great company it is.
Did they really give it to you?
They bring samples to your house.
It's a good outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy. Not even one little bit. Not one tiny little.
Let's take another call.
All right. We'll take a couple of your phone calls. Then we do have to break.
We'll talk.
Hello. Joe, are you able to put the names up on the little computer thing? Because I'm not getting the names up here. Hi, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. I almost do it again?
Almost, but that's all right.
Hello.
I'm really tired. Can't put the names
Let's
up.
Try calling her. Line number two. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to ask you a question. Will you be sitting or standing for the majority of your broadcast?
You know, I am so glad you brought that up. Let me tell you what happened today. Just moments ago, I went to the back store and I bought myself a little chair. I have my sitting down chair. The one thing I'm not going to be doing on this show, and it kind of pisses me off, I will not be reclining.
Someday.
You can't.
There is really no I tried to get the engineers to work something out technologically so I could recline, take phone calls, and, you know, play these lovely sound effects
Point
at the same
and click,
time.
Yeah.
Hammock.
But, incidentally, you know, since we're bringing that up, I do have a brand new toy in front of me. This lovely, wonderful instant replay sound effects machine. When you have the buzz coming up in the next hour or so, that's the way that's going to sound. And then I can stop it just
Your
like
restraint
that.
Has been marvelous to this point.
Thank you very much, Rob. Well, it's kind of like I just discovered it.
You remember it?
I did. All right, hold on.
I am a gay American.
Thank you. We're gonna have big fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. So if there are any questions, if you have any any ideas, feel free to submit them snail mail, and
Please.
Hopefully we will get them in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We will not be accepting calls on anything regarding the show today.
They could email us.
They well, email what? About like what they'd like to see and what they'd like to have happen?
Sure, I can delete
certain rules
anybody.
I will keep from the old administration.
I won't read them.
That's
just,
right.
Just email
whatever's
me.
On their mind.
We will totally ignore you from this point forward. Today on the show, very exciting. I am a huge hockey fan for the first time in, I think, 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. is into the NHL. The Washington Capitals are in the playoffs, and people are going out of their minds. Later on the broadcast today, we're going to have Craig Lachlan. He is the TV color commentator for the Washington Capitals on Comcast here in D.C., and he's also a legendary hockey player from the NHL, and he's a good friend of yours truly.
You've met him?
Yes, I have met Mr. Lachlan. He's a very, very good guy. So Craig Lachlan will be here. When we come up in our next break, we are going to be having a little discussion of my spine. Something you might not be aware happened during our significant hiatus.
How unfortunate.
Yes. Another effing medical procedure.
Oh,
and our first buzz of the day will be coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hopefully you got it. You understand it. That's what it's going to be. And, of course, we'll take more of your phone calls coming up. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.